Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December the 1st, 2010. Seven Palestinians were arrested during a series of Israeli army raids which held during Tuesday night and Wednesday morning in different cities of the West Bank. One of the detainees is the legislator Sheikh Khalil Nayef Rajoub, who was kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn after the Israeli military broke into his home in the west of Hebron. Ahrar Center for Detainees Studies and Human Rights stated that this is the third kidnap of a Palestinian legislator in 45 days. In Gaza, the Israeli military shot and injured a worker while he was collecting stones and rubbles in the northern area of the strip. The victim has moderate wounds. Also today, clashes were reported between dozens of Palestinian residents and Israeli policemen after the Jerusalem municipality demolished a Palestinian home in Al-Isawiyah in occupied East Jerusalem. Several residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and the army also claimed that one policeman was mildly wounded in his face. The home was demolished without any prior notice, as the owner never received any document in this regard. With regard to this fact, the Jerusalem Center for Social and Economic Rights reported that Israeli policemen used dogs during their Tuesday attack against Palestinian homeowners as the police attacked their homes before demolishing them earlier in the day in Al-Isawiyah. In Bethlehem, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated on Tuesday during a press conference with the German President Christian Wolff that the Palestinians are ready for a real and comprehensive peace with Israel, but will not accept a temporary solution as they demand the implementation of an international guaranteed right. Abbas also welcomed Germany for its support and thanked the German President for visiting Palestine. Palestinian sources also reported that a Palestinian woman, Miriam Al-Hur, was abducted by the Israeli soldiers on Monday while visiting her detained brother, Jamal Al-Hur, at the Nafha Israeli prison. The prison administration claimed that the woman tried to struggle a Palestinian Jawal cell phone SIM card to her detained brother. However, her family denied the claim and demanded Israel to release her immediately. In addition, the WikiLeaks cables released that Egypt's security chief, Omar Suleiman, had his intelligence officers recruit agents in Syria and in Iraq in an attempt to counter the increasing Iranian influence and support for militants in Egypt. In Spain, several Spanish and Latin American actors, writers and singers, with the support of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestine Refugees, began a campaign called Humanitarian Aid Chain to raise funds to help refugee children in Gaza through donations. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Kassis and Anira Zabal.